Hey, man. I got your text. I'm really sorry. Yeah, believe me, dude, as another single person who's on the dating scene right now, I know that the options out there right now are kind of sad. You don't have to apologize to me, for real. I mean it. I know it sucks. But I'm glad you messaged me because the worst thing that you can do when you're feeling this shitty is to just be by yourself and just sit in that awful feeling. It helps to have another person to process things with, and preferably somebody that you care about, like your best friend. So yeah, I thought we could just have a fun night. Maybe we could go out, get some drinks, come back here, play some video games together, usual stuff, just to take your mind off this shitty week you had. No, it's no trouble at all. Please, it's what friends do. You would do the exact same thing for me. Yeah. But yeah, this place is just full of flaky people who don't want to commit to anyone or anything, and really sucks. What? Kind of a dumb question is that? Dude, there's nothing wrong with you. I know how you're feeling. You think that if there must be something wrong with you, or else, people will want to go out with you, but it. Listen, I appreciate that you're so introspective and you reflect a lot on yourself and are always trying to improve yourself and be the best version of you that you can be. That's really admirable, but seriously, there's nothing wrong with you, okay? I mean, shit, you're basically perfect. You would make the perfect boyfriend. What do I mean? Well, you're empathetic. You actually give a shit about other people. That alone is an amazing quality that can be harder and harder to come by these days. Even if you're not familiar with somebody's situation, you still empathize with them and don't make them feel badly for it at all, which is definitely one of my favorite things about you. You're intelligent. Like I said before, you're always trying to better yourself. You're always striving for something, and you always make sure that your decisions are very informed and carefully thought out. You're always willing to learn, and yeah, I am blushing a little bit. You're kind of putting me on the spot here. That's not a big deal. Shut the fuck up. So, do you want me to keep going? All right, okay, fine. You had a shitty week. I'll humor you. All right. It's understandable that you can use an ego boost right now. Have really beautiful eyes. Sometimes if I look at them for too long, I get a little flustered, so I will like pull out my phone and pretend to text and to like get my bearings again a little bit because I don't want to make things awkward, and I'm already making things awkward by bringing this up, but you're the one who asked me to, so here we are. You have really nice hands. Very skilled and dexterous. You can multitask, and whenever we game together, you have such expert, intricate motions that you use to execute all your moves, and yeah, it's a kind of a weird thing that only I would notice, but I still, yeah. You have, I wasn't gonna say this, but fuck it. You have an incredibly sexy laugh. I'm serious. I'm 100% serious. Yeah. Sometimes I make an ass of myself and tell stupid jokes or, you know, show you dumb memes on my phone just because I know it'll make you laugh, and then I get to hear it. Do I find you attractive? I mean, you're certainly good-looking. And as I just stated, there are many qualities about you that I find appealing, but, I mean, why would you ask me a question like, whoa, okay, time out, what the hell was that? Well, you just kissed me. And I'm one of your closest friends who you've never shown interest in before, and I'm wondering what's up with that. I feel like I'm entitled to some clarification here. Look, it's not that I don't find you attractive, okay? I do, but yes, I'm blushing again. Just shut the fuck up. Let me talk. God damn it. It's not that I don't want to, it's that stuff like this just ruins friendships, okay? And I don't want things to get weird or awkward between us because we hooked up one time. I mean, you know where I'm coming from, right? It's I want us to stay us. I like us and this dynamic that we have going on. I mean, you're one of my closest friends, and I'm one of your closest friends, and I don't want, you know, sexual tension to tear apart our friendship. I mean, that's true. It's only awkward if we make it awkward, and we're both two intelligent, mature, adult individuals. I just need to know that this is an informed decision, okay? I want to make sure that you're a sound body and mind right now, and this is genuinely something that you want to do, okay? Because the last thing I want to do is to take advantage of you and manipulate your feelings to get what I want. But if this is something that you genuinely want, and you want to do this, you want to open that door, then I'll be happy to give you a... happy to give you a pick-me-up, but you're absolutely sure? All right. So, how do we kick things off with this then? Or should we just, like, sit on the couch and see where it goes? Fuck. You are a good kisser. Fuck the couch. Let's just go in your bed. Fuck. Yeah, let's get our shirts off. Yeah. Yeah, you can grab my tits. Fuck. Hi. See? I told you were good with your hands. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, Yeah, you can put them in your mouth. That'd be... Oh. Oh, it's even better than your hands. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, your tongue just feels like heaven on my nipples. Oh, fuck. That's really nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Harder. Harder. I like it rough. I don't think there'll be a problem with you. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Okay, stop. No, I'm very much enjoying myself. That's not the issue. It's just, this should be about you, okay? You're the one who had the shitty week. You're the one who's been having a really rough time with dating and everything. I feel like I should be the one in charge in this dynamic. Trust me, it's gonna be a lot of fun, all right? I'm not gonna chain you up and whip your ass and anything weird like that. I'm not gonna do anything that you don't want me to. I just think that you'll like it better if all you have to do is just sit back, relax, and let my mouth, hands, and pussy take care of you. Does that sound good? I didn't think there'd be any issues with that. Alright, let's get those boxers off and see what we're working with here. Fuck. Oh, goddamn. I mean, whenever we would have one of our late night gaming sessions and you'd wear those baggy sweatpants, I could tell you had a nice cock, but I never imagined it would be this perfect. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm gonna enjoy sucking this off. Yeah, you okay with that? Oh, thank God, good, because I really want to suck your cock. Yeah. Enjoying yourself. Oh, God. I can go even faster. You can pull my hair as much as you fucking want. God, oh, your cock is as perfect as you are. Want to see something cool? Yeah, I'm gonna show you my favorite little trick. What? I'm not about to suck a man's cock and not deep throat him. Are you fucking kidding me? Especially one as nice as yours. Mm. Comfort one of your best friends sucking a cock? Yeah. I don't want you to come in my mouth, though. I want you to come on my fucking tits. Oh, that's what I want. That way, you get to see how gorgeous my tits look when they're glazed with cum, and I get to wipe it off with my hands and lick it off my fingers. I get to taste you, and you get to see what a mess you'll make of me, so best of both worlds, huh? You wanna do that? You wanna do that? I come on my tits? Ask me nicely. Beg. Come on. Just because you've had a rough week doesn't mean you're not gonna have to beg. I'm gonna pump your cock while you shoot all over my tits. Come on. Come for me. Come all over my tits. Come on. Fuck. Shoot for me. Come for me. Come for one of your best friends. Come on. Come for me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, God. Oh, he must have been pent up like crazy. Oh, fuck. Now for my little treat. I love licking cum off my beautiful tits. There we go. Nice and cleaned up. Hey. Why are you sitting up? We're not done yet, are we? With as terrible of a week that you had, I can tell. You need my cunt too, don't you? I appreciate you being so polite, but there's no need to be gentlemanly. Not like this. Not when I just had you spray your cum all over my breasts and watch me lick it off my own tits. Not after I've had your cock in my mouth. You've got nothing to worry about. But I'm not going to be in control for this part. Yeah. I think it'll be more cathartic for you if you tape me from behind. So, I'm gonna get these off. I'm gonna bend over your dresser like this. And you're gonna fuck me senseless while you spank and choke me. How's that sound? Oh, fuck. Apparently that grabs you pretty well. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's nice. Well, what's the hold up? Fuck me like you mean it, palsy. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, be rough with me. Oh, fuck. Oh, take it all out on me. Yeah. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. God. Come on. Slap me harder. Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Rub my clit. Yeah. Hard, fast little circles. Please. Oh, it's so nice. Oh, thank you, sir. Like that? like it when I call you sir. You like me bent over, taking your cock like a little fucking slut. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it too. I love it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, choke me, choke me. Oh, can you feel me squeezing for you? Yeah. Oh, I'm so close to coming. I'm so close to coming for you, sir. Yeah. Your little fuck toy's so close to coming. Yeah. You want me to clamp my pussy down in your cock? You want me to come for you? Yeah. You want me to? Yeah. Alright. Oh, fuck it. Oh god, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, are you gonna come too? Yeah. Yeah. You can come inside me. That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I got the IUD. It's fine. Just fucking come in me. God damn it. Come in me while I come for you. Come for me while I come for you. Fuck. 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 Oh, I can feel you just dripping out of my gun. Oh, that was so much fucking fun. Although, it's a little bit unfair if you ask me, you know. You had two orgasms, I just had one. Don't worry, though. You can pay me the difference next time. I doubt this is just gonna be a one-time pick-me-up.